Zaire's president, Mobutu Sese Seko, returned home today from Europe, where he was treated for prostate cancer. Thousands of cheering people met him at the airport in the capital, Kinshasa. The 66-year-old president's four-month-long absence had led to speculation that his cancer is more serious than his aides have admitted. Mobutu did not mention his health today, but he said he has returned to lead the country to victory in a two-month-old rebel war. From Kinshasa, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
President Mobutu descended from his plane wearing his signature leopard skin hat, a silver-topped walking cane in his hand. He slowly walked along the red carpet that had been rolled along the tarmac, stopping often before the hordes of photographers. His welcome had been carefully choreographed. Sports groups, youth groups, religious groups all jostled to yell the loudest support. Women shimmied in traditional dances. Even the Coca-Cola company sponsored a welcoming dance routine, outfitting young girls in red Coca-Cola t-shirts and short white skirts. Marcel Epondo turned out with the rest of his colleagues from a non-governmental organization. He said Mobutu's return means a lot. You know, he said, since the president's been sick, we've been like orphans, but his coming back comforts us. It's going to bring a lot of good things. Epondo echoed many who insisted Mobutu's presence would mean a quick end to the guerrilla movement that has seized nearly a quarter of this vast nation's territory.
We know
if Mobutu had been here all along, Epondo said, the war would never have happened. Still, it was hard to tell the loyalists from those just joining in. Many took part in what seemed an all-day party, including people who just days ago had said they didn't think Mobutu's return would change anything. After getting off his plane, Mobutu mounted a podium and reviewed a military contingent and marching band. Their high steps and smart salutes were a sharp contrast to the Army's poor performance on the eastern battlefield, where soldiers have spent most of their time retreating and looting. Today's ceremonies seem designed not just to revive the image of Mobutu as leader, but also of the military as defender of the nation. Afterward, Mobutu and his wife rode through streets lined with cheering crowds. They stood through the sunroof of a black limousine, waving all the way to the lavish presidential villa here. Mobutu has long been criticized for secluding himself in luxury, while most Zaireans are desperately poor. His 31-year reign has been marked by endemic corruption, making him one of the world's richest men, but leaving most Zaireans struggling to feed themselves just one meal a day. Before throwing a backyard dinner for supporters at his home, Mobutu gave a speech that was also broadcast nationwide. He thanked God for letting him be healthy enough to come home, then lashed out at what he called the unjust guerrilla uprising. He, how our enemies took advantage of my illness, he said, to stab us in the back.
Je m'emploierai à y répondre rapidement et positivement.
I know your expectations, he told the crowd. I know your hopes. He said he would respond quickly and decisively to end the war, but gave no details as to how he would do that. Twice during the speech, Mobutu lost his voice, either through emotion or fatigue. The crowd shouted warmly, "Courage!" And then, when the president's speech ended and a band struck up the national anthem, Mobutu joined in. It's not known how long President Mobutu will stay in his troubled nation. Some reports suggest he may soon return to France for more treatment. Like that of Zaire, his own future seems uncertain. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Kinshasa.